That one's going to be shut down and canceled, actually. I'm just moving everything over. The domain will be switched over to the new IP.
Okay.
I got something that has a little bit better RAM specs and two 4 terabyte drives, 64 gigs of RAM versus 16.
I have a very strong suspicion that some of these Team Talk bots out there don't know how to use loops correctly over event, like do event loops, because I think they're doing a lot of busy work and taking a lot of CPU. But I don't know.
I've heard the SDK is causing problems, but I could be because of the Team Talk part of it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And I said that kind of bluntly, but I'm not actually trying to attack people. I'm trying to
No. I never saw that.
The thing you want to make sure of is if you're waiting for an event and it's a polling type wait, you want to put a time.sleep in there.
People
forget that. People forget that. And if you forget it, you're going to be taking a lot of CPU for no reason.
You could do I don't know where in the code it is, so you may have to do a PR. I don't know. Or maybe you could give me a thing. I could do a PR on your behalf. Yeah. I think so.
No.
By the way, what I'm doing, Doug, is I'm compressing the whole entire home directory and I'm moving it. I'm compressing the whole entire home directory and I'm also copying the PSSWD file and the group file and the shadow file.
Shadow?
Includes all the encrypted passwords. Yeah. And that way I don't have to worry about adding users by hand and then people losing their passwords that have sudo.
Well, you're still going to have to do, what is it, usermod-m? Because it's going to want to make a directory there. Or is it going to auto-detect
because what's going to happen is, the article where I read said, once you copy the home directory and you copy the PSSW file back over, it'll include all that, because it's going to have all the user data already in it.
That's interesting. I've never done that, so it gets me kind of, yeah. Oh, gee.
Which means what I'm going to have to do is remove the TT script temporarily, uninstall the TT script temporarily so it doesn't conflict on the new backwards.
You don't have to do that. Fine. You don't have to uninstall TT, no. You don't. You can do TT in it, can't you? And it'll,
but what I'm saying is slash home includes the TT directory as well, so it includes that. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. Well, yeah, but I still, you shouldn't have to worry about conflicts, because then you can just SCP the TT folder from the other to the new one. That's what I did.
Or actually, you could just do a copy append, which would be dash A, I believe, or CP dash A, which would be append, I believe.
Oh. Oh, I've never actually done append. I've always done SCP.
That's what they said to me when you copy the PSSWD, because you make a backup of the current PSSWD file and then you append it.
Oh.
When you copy it back, you append to it.
Huh. Interesting.
That's the article I read.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, no, apparently I am logged out of Skype everywhere.
You actually use awk to tell it to do it within a certain GUID limit.
Oh, my phone's dead.
500 to 2999.
Oh.
Yeah.
Skype is now in my dock. Yes, I want you to verify, stupid. Skype.app. My gosh. Yes, I want Christopher.Duffley. Thank you. Enter my email. Christopher.Duffley. Because I use Christopher.Duffley. That's the account I had since I was a kid. Actually.
When I was dictating to Kevin a while ago, it called you Chris Definitely.
If you have me as a contact, it will not do that because it will.
Yeah.
It'll do it right. Which actually, if it if you're comfortable enough, I don't mind you texting me if you need to do anything for box-wise at me. Because that's actually probably the quickest way to get a hold of me, too, because I'm not on Discord all the time. So, not that I'm not there.